Johnson's social distancing, Xinjiang forced sterilization, and Russia's vaccine. This is your TLDR News daily briefing for Friday, September 4th. The first news story today relates to the Prime Minister's own MPs breaking social distancing advice. Although the Labour Party has elected to hold meetings of their MPs virtually, the Conservatives have not yet done this. In one of these meetings of Conservative MPs, social distancing was not observed, as the room they were in was only designated to fit 29 people, but a whopping 50 crammed themselves in. This is at least according to the Liberal Democrats. Those who were present at the meeting have claimed that although social distancing was observed to begin with seats spaced out to allow space between people, as the meeting progressed, more people arrived, and it became impossible for space to be maintained between people. A group supposedly huddled at the back of the room in order to hear what the Prime Minister was saying. The chair of the 1922 committee, Graham Brady, refutes these claims though, and has insisted that social distancing was followed throughout the meeting. This story comes as a particularly interesting news item because merely hours after the meeting, Downing Street posted a tweet warning that illegal meetings of over 30 people are indeed illegal and can carry fines of up to £3,200. In our second story today, more evidence has come to light of forced sterilization in China's Uyghur Muslim internment camps. Quelbinur Siddiq, who is from the Uyghur minority, has claimed that she was forced to undergo sterilization. She also said that messages from local authorities stated that women between the ages of 19 and 59 from the Uyghur minority group were expected to have intrauterine devices fitted or undergo forced sterilization. This is part of a scheme to reduce the birth rates of Uyghur Muslims. She also shared a text she received from local authorities, who told her, "If you fight us at your door and refuse to collaborate with us, you will go to the police station and sit on the metal chair." Clearly, this is becoming a human rights issue and a clear attempt from the authorities in China to suppress a certain ethnic group. Between 2015 and 2018, the birth rates of Uyghurs in certain areas of China have dropped by more than 60%. We'll update you more if any further evidence comes to light about this barbaric human rights violation. In the final item of the daily briefing this week, let's discuss Sputnik V, the vaccine being developed by Russia, which aims to be finished before any other nation on Earth. Although some are criticizing the Russian government for not taking safety seriously enough, Russian scientists have claimed that those who have taken part in early tests have experienced no serious adverse events, and that antibodies have been produced. Although this has been claimed, many Western scientists have also said that Russia is moving far too quickly for us to be able to know for sure that it's safe. Clearly, the Russian government is trying to dispel any fears, with both of Putin's own daughters supposedly having been injected with the vaccine, and the defense minister being injected with it live on TV. Whether the vaccine is as safe and effective as Russia claims is yet to be seen. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's daily briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing over at youtube.com/TLDR Daily. The Daily Briefing is a TLDR News podcast brought to you by 326 Limited. It was written by Ben Blissett and recorded and edited by Jack Kelly. And the executive producer of The Daily Briefing is Jack Kelly. Learn more about TLDR News at tldrnews.co.uk or by searching for TLDR on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook.